Tonight I have to do this, or I will regret it. I just have to thank God for everything that He has moved in my life for lately. And I praise Him for every blessing that He has sent my way. I dedicate this song to all of you that have been walking through something hard. And when you look back, you can see God in everything that you walked through.
As I kneeled in the darkness, in the middle of the night, I'm praying for assurance, everything's gonna be alright. Lord, I see another battle, and it's out in front of me. And I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'll go down in defeat. And He said, I walked on the water, and I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, and it hushed, and I gave You peace. Didn't I run to Your rescue? Then I hear You when You call. I walked right beside You, just so You wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for all Your sins? I searched until I found You, and I'd do it all again. And He said, do you remember just where I brought you from? Just take a look behind you at just how far you've come. And every time you ask me, didn't I deliver you? So why would you be thinking that I would not see you through? And He said, I walked on the water, and I calmed the raging seas. I spoke to the wind, and it hushed, and I gave You peace. Didn't I run to Your rescue? Then I hear You when You call. I walked right beside You, just so You wouldn't fall. And didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for all Your sins? I searched until I found You, and I do it all again. Now she's talking to her father in a house that was once a home. She said, my bills, they're coming due, in 6 days is not that long. Then she heard a voice so still and low, said, I've moved like that before. I'll do this little thing, and I'll do so much more. And He said, I walked on the water, and I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, and it hushed, and I gave You peace. Didn't I run to Your rescue? Didn't I hear You when You called? I walked right beside You, just so You would not fall. And didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for all Your sins? I searched until I found You, and I'd do it all again.
Thank You, Lord Jesus. You see, church, the bottom line of what God laid on my heart today and reminded me of is that we don't know when we'll have another time to be able and be a blessing to somebody like we could right now. We don't know the next opportunity that we'll have to get in the house of God. We don't know the next chance that we'll have the two legs to walk on and the voice to speak and the hands to praise. I'm learning every day of my life that each day that God has anointed us to be in His presence, that there is a reason for you to be there. It's not just for the preacher to get excited and be happy, but God has called you to do something. He has saved you for some purpose. He has delivered you for some reason. So when you come to God's house, learn to let Him use you. Learn to follow what He will speak to you, and you can be a blessing to somebody else. So I just have to thank Him for every dark day that He has been there for me. I have to thank Him for every storm that He has moved through in my life. It's been a cloudy few days that I've walked through, but I've discovered that God has never changed, and He's been there through every single time that I failed. No, I'm not going to preach for an hour. I'm just giving God a little praise for every time that I ever stand in need and He moves and takes care of me. Every time that I find myself so small, He makes a way and moves for my life. Every time that I've needed Him to bless me, Lord God, He's came by and given me the strength. I'm so tired of trying to get people to find a reason to praise Him. If you just looked through the avenues of your life and looked through the history of what you've been through, then you would find more than enough to come in and find a reason to praise Him. So I praise Him. I don't know what's ahead, and I don't know what's to come. But as for me and my house, I'm going to praise Him. I don't know what may come around the door tomorrow, but as for me today, I'm going to praise Him. Church, if you're living and you have blessings, then you've got a reason to give God praise. Glory to God, I thank Him that He didn't leave me alone when I needed somebody. He was my friend, and He was my refuge, and He was everything that I ever needed. Some of you feel unfulfilled. Some of you are looking for an answer, and I understand now why God gave it. When you go home tonight, you read in the 5th chapter of the book of Luke, and you start at the 17th verse. There was a man that was paralyzed and not able to move, and there was a facility that doctors and Pharisees were at, and Jesus was in the midst teaching to them. And you go and read this for yourself, and I know that God is going to break something loose for you. There had to be somebody that had compassion over that need, that when the enemy tried to close the door, that they broke down through the roof. I'm here to tell somebody, when the devil tries to close the door, have the faith to break open the roof. When the devil tries to close you up, have the faith to pray on and believe in spite of it. The devil's tried to close many doors to prophets and singers and preachers, that the ministry of the gospel won't go forth. But I'm telling you, if you'll learn to break the roof, you'll find blessings that you couldn't have reaped if you let the crowd get in the way. Don't let the crowd make you be afraid, but you break through the roof. Lord God, if there was 10 people in here that would give Him praise, you'll walk out of here with your blessing and not be deceived by the devil. Jesus seeing these people's faith by breaking open the roof and lowering this man down was moved with compassion. There's a mystery to be read in this scripture. When you go home and read this, you let God teach you. I'm just going to give you a little nugget so that you'll go home with a passion to read it. Jesus was moved not by necessarily the breaking down of the roof, but the faith that caused them to want to. Hallelujah. He wasn't just moved by the action. Faith without works is dead. You've got to learn that it's not just about when you shout, but it's got to be the faith that's inside of you to believe, because the enemy has many of us in our situation right now, and I feel it prophetically with a boldness in my spirit. Many of us right now will raise our hands, but we won't change our mind. Many of us say that we believe, but in our heart we do not. But God wants somebody to know that if the devil's closing that door, that you have the faith to tear open the roof and to make a difference for somebody. Sometimes an opening's not going to be the easy entrance way. You're just going to have to break through. You're just going to have to break through. You're just going to have to break through.
Glory to God. I'm making my way through. I don't care if I have to come through the roof, if I've got to come through the sewer system, if I've got to break through the wall, I'm coming through. If the devil thinks that he's going to keep me with a crowd, I'm coming through anyway. If he thinks he's going to keep me with fear, I'm going on anyway. You see, you've got to learn that the mystery is that you must start with faith in your heart before you ever do anything. You've got to start with faith believing, because God sees when you go home at the end of the day and your heart is still discouraged. And God does not want us to look at the closed door and think there's no way through. I'm talking to somebody right now. I wish I could have just left it alone, but the devil has got somebody locked in their heart, and God is telling you to be faithful, to tear down everything if that's what it takes to get past the crowd, if that's what it takes to get past the enemy. When you break through, you will find an answer. We may have to tear open the roof one day to get past the crowd sometimes. Sometimes you're going to have to preach anyway. Hallelujah. You don't just preach with authority when the devil's looking back at you unless you start out with faith. You've got to learn that if you'll go with faith, that the devil has nothing that'll prosper. He said no weapon formed against you will prosper. But he was assuming that you were walking by faith. Every time that Jesus ever questioned anybody, the first thing that he looked for, he said, where is your faith? Church, where is your faith? Best that I can tell, we definitely are called to worship. We're called to praise. We're called to have altar service. We're called to testify. But where is your faith to break through? Where is your faith to defy the odds? Where is your faith to believe in spite of what you see? For we walk not by sight. So some of us need to receive this teaching and learn from this. It is not in what you see. No matter if you're praying for something that you need to happen in the natural, you are not praying for things that you can see. You have to learn that faith moves God when we finally stop looking at what we don't have and to trust Him and already receive that we've got what we don't have in our life. The Lord sent this word to somebody and didn't want it to go out with me back to my house. Surely some of us have came, even maybe for a few weeks now, and have just been looking for something to cause us to believe and cause us all of a sudden just to turn the lights on and have the revelation. And God is moving in your understanding and teaching you that you must learn to believe with faith. You must learn not just to speak words, but to believe them in your heart. Hallelujah. We were forgiven by sin because we were faithful to believe that He would forgive. We were faithful enough to receive the Holy Ghost because we were faithful to believe that we were worthy to receive it. Hallelujah. God is moved by the faith of His children. He was moved by Caleb when he looked upon the enemy's camp that was about them. And he said, surely we're able to take this thing. Surely we're able to do this. He was moved by David's faith. It wasn't in the stones, and it wasn't in the slingshot, nor was it in the lack of armor, but it was in his faith to believe that there was no giant that could overcome those that would walk by faith with God. He believed that God was going to move, and that's what you've got to do. You don't matter what you believe in your doctrine. If you'll start with faith, you'll find your blessing. Be careful to examine your prayer this week and see where your faith really is, because I'm telling you, there are a lot of prayers prayed that are lacking in faith. And it's a work without the heart. You don't find yourself stopping on the side of the road to pick someone up that's walking unless your heart is moved to pick them up. Compassion begins when faith is in the midst. He said, where two or three would agree, not by reason of understanding and not by reason of knowledge, but two or three would agree by faith that He would be in the midst of you. So you might not think that you can sing greater. You might think that you're not a great minister, or might think yourself small in this place. But I'm here to tell you that you have the one thing that is more powerful than the most talented singer. You have within you what is more powerful than the biggest weapon that the United States Army could manufacture. You have within you a drive and a determination that with God in the midst of it, you will overcome.
I wouldn't tell you to walk by faith unless I believed it to be true. And every time that I let go of my fears and my worries and my anxieties, yes, I have anxieties. I sound confident and I preach with confidence, but yes, I'm human. I'm fearful of what's to come. I'm fearful of what's ahead of me. I'm fearful of the things that are in store, what's around the bend. But when I believe by faith, then I'm not afraid. Paul opened up and began to say, "Death, where is your sting?" He was not talking out of his flesh, but he was talking by faith. He said, "Oh grave, hallelujah." He was talking to the enemy and saying, "Though you may slay my life and you may take my possessions, as long as I have God, I'm faithful to believe that he'll take care of me." He wasn't moved just by the fact that Paul and Silas were singing in jail, but there had to be a faith within them that begun to rise up out of their spirit. They may not have even been a great singer, so that tells me the talent don't get it. It takes faith to move God. And pillars in here, you know the way, you know the presence of God, but where is your faith to endure this storm? You know how to praise him and you know how to worship him, but where is your faith? He can build the building doors. Well, he can do it all. He formed us out of the breath, out of the dirt. He formed the seas by speaking the word. He carved the mountains with his finger. He spoke light into existence. He brought life forms into this earth. Is there anything too hard for God? Not by faith. There's not. People that walked in the presence of Jesus Christ believed easily when he was performing miracles in the moment. When they were tossed to and fro on the sea, they were just on a little lake. We're not talking about a great big ocean. And this tempest become about them. Winds, boistering winds, as it says, was raging all about this boat. They knew Jesus was there. And that's where we are as a church sometimes. We'll come in and we know that he's with us, but our faith isn't kicking in to rise up out of what we're afflicted by. You won't run off the oppressor saying thank you, Jesus, as much as you want. And you can shout until you lose your voice. And I love to shout with the best of them. I love to. But if we don't have a shout with faith, we can't move anything. I'm not talking to people that are young in the Lord. We're on the meat, are we not? I hope to God that we're on the meat by now. If we're not already on it by now, set up a time. We need to talk and teach you a little more. It's time that we learn to walk in what God has called us in. I'm fearful as I pray. I'll share this with you because I believe that there are those that are seeking for this as well. I've been praying for the condition of our church and been praying for the things that are coming against us and been trying to seek God as to how that we can move forward where we are and believe that God will continue to fulfill what we're believing in faith. But the Lord has showed me as I've been praying unto him for what we need to do to keep going forward is that we must learn to walk this thing by faith and not just what we see. It might not be in the bank account yet, Doris, but if you'll believe by faith, God will supply. It might not be there. The supplies might not be there. The workers may not be there yet, but if you will walk by faith and not by sight, surely the Lord will move. Sometimes we'll come in and there'll only be 25 people in the midst, but you better not base it on the numbers that show up, because God might have somebody in there that is highly anointed and empowered to help you with your need. So come in faithful to believe, and don't base it on how many make it in the choir. Don't base it on how great that they sing. You've got to learn to be moved for yourself. I'm fearful that one day that the preaching of God will go and be falling off of our ears because we hear it, but we're not doing it. Hallelujah. There's a famine in this land for a hearing of the word, because if by faith you received it, you'd begin to do it. But when we don't walk by faith, you'll hear that word and it'll bore you to tears, or you'll say it's not for me, or you'll turn it away, and God doesn't send a messenger and he doesn't send a word for you not to use it. And I'm fearful that if we don't get our act together, that God will withdraw himself from an unwilling vessel. That might make some of you slightly confused, but I've been at churches, attended churches where God withdrew himself from people that refused to change. They try to raise their hands, nothing. Try to sing, nothing. try to preach themselves to death about fall over, pass out, can't get it out enough. People try to sing and prophesy nothing, meaning well inside their heart and doing the works that would appear to be moving mountains, but lacking the faith therein, because they'll pray and lay hands on you, go home and doubt that God can even move for their situation. If I were to preach to you to walk by faith and didn't believe that God will take care of my job every single day, then I would be a hypocrite. And we hear people that sing about going to heaven one day, but they look miserable talking about going to glory, and they don't even smile when they're singing about Jesus. That tells me that maybe they don't know if they're going, or maybe they don't believe enough to have some joy. There is a faith in God that you can get to, church, that you can believe for all the things that you stand in need of, and the heaviness that the devil puts on you through fear and anxiety, the heaviness and discouragement that he speaks. I'm not talking anything foreign. Everybody knows that when you get up tomorrow, there's going to be the same old struggles that you had last week. There's going to be the same old problems that are going to try to reappear. Man, I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. There's all kinds of issues that are going to try to come and rise up before thee, and if your faith is not there, you will handle them in your flesh, and when you do that, you will regret your decision, because you hinder the witness of faith that you should have on your side, your heart. You'll hinder the things that should be spoken out of your mouth. And most importantly, the blessings that you stand in need of will be missed because you did not believe. Jesus went in the midst of Jairus' daughter, and he had to move out the people that were of unbelief. And how many of you have been in this situation? You go to church and there's starts out with like 70, more than enough people to have a good time. Then an hour goes by, and then 20, 25, got to get home. They got something else going on. Then another hour goes by, and then there's about 20, 30 more that begin to drift. Then there's like 15 to 20 people left, and then all of a sudden the presence of God falls in the mist. Just absolutely takes over. So that tells me that we have to uproot the unbelief in our heart before we'll see the fullness of God. So if we're going to come in here as 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, all of us have got to bind together by the same faith, because one preacher can't do it for you. I can only handle so much in my own life, but you've got to learn to fight your battle, because the battle is not yours, but it is God's. And if you'll trust him by faith, you won't have to do anything but use the sword of the Spirit against the devil when he tempts you. That is all the devil can do to you. All he can do is tempt you. He can tempt you. He can try to cause you to turn away. He can't go so far before God can begin to kick in inside of your faith. There are many sicknesses that we shouldn't take, shouldn't accept. Many forms of discouragement that we should turn away. Many forms of opposition. I'm talking about feeling heavy on your chest. I'm talking feeling short of breath. I'm talking that kind of fear that makes you feel like the room is starting to close in. I don't know how many of you would testify boldly about experiences you've had with Satan in a direct encounter that you've had, but there's been many times in my life I felt the walls closing in, and I felt the hand of the oppressor begin to weigh on me, and I learned that as God brought me through those things, that it wasn't how loud that I was speaking in tongues, and it wasn't how loud that I was shouting before him in victory, but when the very moment that happened that my faith finally said, God, I know you can, he began to move for me, and God, I know you will, and he began to deliver me. That's how I was delivered from drugs. I didn't go on a 12-step program. I finally had the faith inside of me to say, God, I know you can heal me, and I felt his power descend on my life, and I know with all that's in me, some of us need to recheck our faith and see what's inside so that we don't go out unsatisfied. Because just in case you were wondering, God has blessed this church with an amazing worship. And God has blessed this church with an amazing altar group. And God has blessed this church with amazing prophets, preachers, and evangelists. So it is not in that we're lacking in what we possess to do the work. We have more than enough. We have more than enough preachers. If we lined up everybody that could preach, we would be here through the night and preach people bored so much that they'd fall out of the window. We have enough singers, as you already know. Just trying to get a few on the stage to sing under the anointing takes us even quite a while to do that. So don't tell me that we don't have enough of singing. Don't tell me we don't have enough of the word. I looked at the time. I preached an hour and 7 minutes on Friday, and I said, God, if they can't get it in an hour, they're not going to get it in 20 years. We've got to learn to walk by faith and receive his word so that we don't wear each other out. God is more than enough. What it boils down to is what we often don't want to see. It's a personal relationship, just like it was when you received salvation. And if you will be faithful in your personal relationship, just like a marriage.
I'm faithful to my wife. I'm faithful to her. And I expect blessings to come forth from my love for her because she will be faithful to me. And as you are faithful to God with that same kind of love and dedication, the Lord can move in your relationship and he'll see that you have love and faithfulness unto him. And those that will be faithful, he will love them back and be faithful unto you. The Bible spoke about faith like this. He said that those that will draw nigh unto me, that I will draw nigh unto them. Those that will draw nigh by faith, he will draw nigh unto you. He's moved by your faithfulness. As you go out of here this week, I'm expecting when we return unto these doors that we're going to be willing to break the roof down. You better watch out. You might hear a thump on the roof. It might be me. Like I said on Friday, for those of you that didn't hear it, I have made a vow unto God. I refuse to not enjoy my experience with him the rest of my life. I refuse not to come in and have a good time. You can hinder me all you want. I'm going to have a good time, even if it kills me. I'm going to come in and enjoy my life because I've already lived almost half of it. I've only got half left to go if the Lord tarries, and I want to be happy. And the more faithful that I am to God, he moves in every fear and worry that I have. And he moves in every anxiety that I possess. And all of a sudden, the walls that tried to close in, I'm able to break forth from them and break what the enemy had tried to use for my destruction. And I'll say this and I'll hush, for what we see as our bad and what the enemy has planned, it's in the word, it has planned for your destruction, God can take it and work it for your good. Thank you for listening and your attention. I would have regretted going out having not give that for somebody. I don't know who it was for, but remember this. When the devil tries to close the door, you break through the roof. Push on through it anyway. I'm one of those that's going to try, and I challenge you to do it with me. If we don't start walking by faith, we'll be one of those places like the temples used to be. When Jesus came, then the temples that they used to operate in and use, the presence of it had fled. There was a woman that walked with a bondage in her body 18 years, went to the temple. The veil had already been torn, yet she was still going to an empty place. And we can come in and have church like that if we're not careful. Coming into church without faith is like going into an empty temple. And Jesus came unto her and basically told her, if you knew that you had the faith to believe that you could be made whole, then you could already be set free. And as that woman believed by faith, she was delivered and healed. Go and read that for yourself. So that's the revelation. If you only knew the faith that you had inside of you to overcome everything the devil would bring, then you would stop worrying about the crowd. The woman with the issue of blood made up her mind. What do you think caused her to touch Jesus? Was it her strength to push past people and crawl on the ground and to get down in the dirt and reach with her hand? Or do you think that it was the faith inside of her that ever started her to step out? Had to have faith inside of her heart, and that's what God's looking for from you. And when you will continue to believe, I believe it with all that's in my heart, you will walk into those blessings. You won't have to ask God to pour them down upon you. You will find them. God will lay it out for you like Boaz did for Ruth. He will lay them out for you, and you will reap that which you sow by faith.